Hello and welcome to Dungeon Regular, a show about modules, adventures, and dungeons. I'm Nova, also known as Idle Cartoolery, and I'm reading through Dungeon Magazine one module at a time. I'll summarize that module, talk about its strengths and weaknesses, and then talk about a few interesting things about it that could be used at the table or impact your own homebrew design. Today I'm going to talk about The Trouble with Melvin Wimbley by Andrew McCrae in issue number 5, May 1987. In this module, the party have to capture a halfling who stole something of value from their packs, who is himself fleeing an evil wizard, and his orc minions in a trap-filled forest. Given the prominence of traps in this module, I prefer a system with a challenge-based rather than dice-based resolution around traps and disarming them, as this one will feel quite anemic if you have a good thief with a high find-and-remove-trap score. What can we take back to our table from The Trouble with Melvin Wimbley, even if we don't use it in a home campaign? Number 1, the railroad. Railroads are not in and of themselves negative in modules, in my opinion. There's a time and place for them. In this module, if the party doesn't follow Melvin, nothing happens. The traps are placed accordingly to Melvin's path as he flees, so if the party takes a different path, they won't encounter them. They can just go around them, or they can send their familiar to track him and go another way. There are many obvious ways to sidestep the challenges here that will render the entire action moot. This is why it's a bad railroad, because there's no outcome that is guaranteed here. On the other hand, if this had taken place where Melvin had been trapped in a building or dungeon and the PCs were with him, with the evil wizard and his minions in pursuit, then the PCs' presence on this journey with the Melvin makes more sense from their own perspective. Being trapped isn't a railroad, expecting the PCs to make decisions that are silly and unsafe is. Number 2, subheadings. Melvin has a one-page backstory. It's huge. Hidden in this backstory is detail about the module. This is just awful choice. Awful. Summarize, please. A one-page backstory is bad enough when you don't hide the rules of the module in a walls of text. Use subheadings, please. Subheadings. Number 3, iconic characterization. More on the backstory. Melvin appears to be an awful person, only redeemed by one action. There's something interesting about him being a greasy villain the party is forced to side with, and also something interesting about the contrary-wise take of making him a damsel in distress to rescue. The long backstory casts him somewhere in the middle, which I don't find wholly compelling. I think it's more compelling for one-shots like this to use iconic characterization rather than detailed characterization. Number 4, random encounters. Somewhat reasonably, most of the random encounters are orcs looking for Melvin. However, nothing is done to differentiate these different groups of orcs. This is a common problem in both classic and modern modules, where it makes more sense for all the encounters to be similar, it becomes difficult to differentiate them. I think it's important then to differentiate them on multiple axes, a tactical axis, an activity axis, and a personality axis. That is, I can give different groups of orcs different tactics. These are sneaks, these are grapplers, these ones have trained wolves. I can give different groups of orcs different activities. These are hunting for food, these are having a book club while the wizard isn't looking, these are bullying some giant rats they found in a pit, and personalities. These are lazy, these are disciplined, and these are grumpy. There are countless resources for figuring out these personalities and activities. My favourite resource for tactics is the Grendel Mendel blog post from the iCast Light blog by Warren D. Number 5, reasons. It's important to me in any module to include reasons to participate. I'm fully aware there's some degree of, I'm at the table, my character should just go along with the adventure, social contract. But it's also a failure of the module to make participating in the activities in the module uncompelling. Here, I don't know why I'd save the evil wizard or why I'd save Melvin, but these are the only relayed possible outcomes of the module. We need some hooks here. Melvin's my cousin, my best friend, the evil wizard has been scaring off the game, and the local village is starving. There are so many possibilities to make this module more appealing, not even including making Melvin more appealing an ally, or making the evil wizard more cruel-seeming a villain. We need hooks into this adventure. That's The Trouble with Melvin Wimbley in a nutshell. I hope that you'll join me for the next episode of Dungeon Regular. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'm on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Idle Cartoolery, and I write reviews and blog at playablevoid.game.blog. If you'd like to support Dungeon Regularly, please visit my Ko-fi at ko-fi/idlecartoolery. You can make a one-off donation or become a member. Members get free copies of Dungeons Regularly and get to see bathtub reviews a week in advance. Our theme music is an extract from Turning the Page by Coco Somayo on the Free Music Archive, used under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Regular.